Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hi, I'm Baylen Leonard. Welcome to another edition of the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country. This is your chance to hear the full, unedited interviews that I do with some of the biggest stars in country music. So thanks for downloading this episode, where we're going to be talking to a man who has been all over country radio with his hit single, Truth About You. I was just in the States recently, and it was played nonstop. We love it at Absolute Radio Country as well. He's also been on tour with Luke Bryan, out on tour with him currently, actually. He's released a huge album called This Is the Heavy, and he got married, so it's been quite a big year for Mitchell Tenpenny, so let's talk to him all about it.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard, and we're welcoming back to the show Mitchell Tenpenny. Welcome back, sir. Good to see you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me, always.
Yeah, always a pleasure. You've been busy since last time we spoke. We should start with the biggest news. You got married. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's about time. I'm so stoked. I got a ring and everything. I get to call her my wife. I love it. We got married out at a beautiful farm, one of our friends' farm. The weather couldn't have been better. The trees were perfect in autumn. It was, I don't know. It's one of those movie weddings, it felt like.
And please tell me there was barbecue at the wedding.
Oh, of course. That's what we got, Martin's barbecue.
And a vanilla bourbon wedding cake, I hear.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, absolutely. I had way too much of it, that's for sure.
Is bourbon your drink of choice?
I like bourbon when I'm like chilling at the house, watching movies, hanging out. But like out partying, tequila's mine. So But bourbon definitely blends better with the cake. That tequila cake might be a little, I don't know.
Well, congratulations. And you've taken a little bit of time out, right? Are you going to have a chance for a honeymoon? Because you're touring all the time.
Not yet.
Not to sound like your wife or anything. Yeah. I'm sure she's been asking
No. It's the same with her. So hopefully next year we'll figure out some time, be able to, you know, block out some to do a good honeymoon.
How is it being out on the road with Luke Bryan? He's a prankster, it seems like, from his social media. Has he pulled any pranks on you?
Not so much. It's amazing, first off. He's incredible. We're getting down to the last days of the tour, so I'm expecting something. But he gave me an end-of-tour gift, and before he did that, he like came up to me. He said, I need to talk to you right now. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, okay. Uh-oh. And he's like, cut him up. What did I do? And I come to the bus, and there was like three people on his bus. He goes, y'all mind getting off? I need to talk to him. I'm like, I'm in trouble. No. I was like panicking. I'm like, what did I do? And then he was like, you want your end of tour gift early? And he did all that. And that was amazing. It was super special, but I was scared to death. So that was a prank. He got me on that prank. But I'm expecting, you know, I'm going to keep my head on a swivel this weekend.
Yeah, because you never know when it's coming.
Stuff can be happening. Yeah.
Did you get a nice end of tour gift?
Oh, he gave me a beautiful watch.
I knew it was going to be a watch.
We're both watch guys. And, you know, Luke's amazing. And, yeah, it's something I'll treasure forever for sure.
How many watches do you have?
Way too many. I don't know. I'm actually cleaning out my closet as we speak because I finally got these couple days home. And I'm trying to organize everything, and I'm like, dang on it, maybe I need to get rid of a few of these. There's too many to choose from.
No, come on. They're an investment.
Those I want. There's some that I've had just forever that I'm just like, man, this, you know, because you try to step up each time, and I'm a watch collector. I love them to death. But I'm also kind of a hoarder. So actually, I don't even know. I'm lying. I'm not getting rid of it.
No, don't get rid of it. Do you know what? I've got, when I was a kid, I wish I still had this watch. It's not a fancy watch. You know, it's not an investment watch. But it was a watch that I had when I was a kid. And it was a digital watch. It had the Jackson 5 on it. in digital form, and when you pushed a button, it would play digital versions of their hits.
We got to find that watch for you.
I've got to find, I've looked, I've tried to find it again, but I used to get in so much trouble in school because I would accidentally hit it, and then it would like be belt. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
No, I did that with a Power Ranger one back in the day. I used to hit that button. It was fun.
So listen, it's not just congratulations on the nuptials and the Luke Bryan tour. We got to talk about your new album. This is the Heavy. So this is a big album, 20 songs on this?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's been so long since we released our last record. It just didn't feel right to do, you know, 10 or 11 songs. And I would have gone to 100 if it had 11, but we had to stop somewhere. So 20 felt good and round. I mean, once we got to 11, I was like, can we have 14, please? And then they were like, all right. Say, all right, but maybe 16 and then 18. And then I was like, all right, let's just do 20 because it feels weird. Like, if it's not, so 20 songs, and I couldn't be more excited. I tried to lay an entire different landscape and a big old canvas of all different types of songs that some, so hopefully you can find your song on the record. I wanted people to be able to find that, you know, their song that fits them, you know, as closely as possible. And so I gave you a lot of options.
Yeah, there's plenty to pick from. I mean, it's great to hear that because you and I might have even talked about it the last time you were on, this whole thing about attention span nowadays and, you know, TikTok and people needing really short songs to kind of keep their attention and short album and people not even releasing albums, you know, just doing EPs or releasing songs as they come. So it's a really lovely, nice thing to know that you've got a full, big, chunky album with a bunch of songs on it, like you said, something for everybody, but also clearly something that you've put together with a lot of thought behind it and how these songs flow into each other and all of that. It's a great thing. I hope that more of that is coming back.
Yeah, I'm just not willing to let go of the album yet. You know, we've done some EPs. We definitely did in between our first record, Telling All My Secrets, and I love that. But I like an album, man. I making it into a vinyl, being able to walk into Walmart or Target and buy your CD, you know, that's something you dream of as a kid. So as long as I can, we're going to be making records. There's just something about like holding something and playing it from start to finish that I love. And I get that, you know, songs, you know, in this day and time, we want more music and we'll write more music, but it's not going to stop me from releasing records. I still genuinely love what a record makes you feel like when you put it on and listen to it.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, just having it, like you said, in your hand, like something tangible that you have. Well, one of the songs on it, absolutely huge. We Can't Get Enough of It here at Absolute Radio Country. I know it's having a massive impact in the States as well. Truth About You. I mean, what a song. Congratulations on this, Mitchell. How does it feel? No, and, you know, it's not just this song. Loads of your music's had such a huge impact on people and becomes like part of the soundtrack of their life. But how does it feel knowing that your music does that for people? Because presumably when you were coming up and starting, you were listening to music that was doing that for you. And now you're one of the guys doing it for other people.
It's definitely extremely humbling. I mean, I have, like you said, I have those songs for me. When people let me know that this song has done something or helped them through something, it's everything. It's why you write a song. It's why I picked up a guitar, to be honest. It's the reason you do this. And so I'm honored by that. And I want that. Otherwise, I'd just be writing music for myself. It'd be a hobby. So this is my goal. I want to reach out. I want to connect to people. That's the best feeling in the world. So I love every time someone tells me what a song does for them. It means everything to me. So I'm just super grateful and humbled by that. Kind of blown away. It's just really, it's truly really cool.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, another massive song. You use so many massive songs at the moment. Your duet with Chris Young, At the End of the Bar. How did that come about? You guys are buddies, you and Chris?
Yes, he's one of my really good friends, man. We've gotten to know each other really well over the last few years. And we met at Losers, kind of just like...
let's remind people of this, right? Because last time we asked you for some bar suggestions for people that were visiting Nashville. And you said Winners, and right beside of it, Losers. So you and Chris Young hanging out at Losers.
Yeah, and you know, he just... When I signed my record deal, he's over at Sony as well. He's RCA, I'm Columbia, but there's still Sony. So normally when you sign there, you know, it's kind of, you know, people are always like, oh, another artist, and it's going to take attention off me, blah, blah, blah. And I get that. But Chris wasn't like that. He was like, man, any advice you want, like, please hit me up. He was a great big brother to me. And we wrote a song again in person, and we just reconnected and talked about, you know, the last time we were at the bar and us just, you know, hanging out and having a blast. And Chris was like, man, you should have seen us tearing it up at the end of a bar. And I was like, hold on, that sounds like the title we need to write today. And we did it. It just kind of fell out. And then I saw the demo of it. I really wanted Chris to sing it because I just wanted to hear a song of mine with Chris's voice. But he was like, my voice wasn't there that day. So I sung it. And the next day he called. He goes, hey, buddy, you mind if I put a vocal on it? And I was like, yes, yes, please do. And then the next day he said, what if we kind of did this together? And I put it on my record and I was freaking out. And a week later he called and said it was going to be the single on the radio. So just the life of the song, which is so cool. And it ended up being a number one song on country radio.
And also great that it came out of real life experience as well, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely about where we met.
I would assume you've had a lot of pinch me moments kind of in your career and they keep coming. Like, what's your latest pinch me moment?
We got another single coming out again called We Got History off this record. And I'm just freaking out that we're allowed to make music and it to go out to the world the way it does and to be on country radio. So we just picked that single yesterday almost. So it was just another, all right, is this real? Here it goes. Pitch me all over. Like, it's crazy.
Looking back at your Grand Ole Opry debut, and I know that was a while ago now, but getting that Grand Ole Opry debut, like, that is such a huge kind of pinnacle from that moment to where you are now and everything that's come after that. Do you go back to that moment in your mind of making that Grand Ole Opry debut? Because so many people say that's just something that never leaves them. And how do you feel now versus how you felt then when you made that?
In the most cliche way possible, one of the most amazing experiences of my career. I've been there a million times. You dream of doing it. And then when you step in that circle, honestly blacked out. I don't remember the night except for watching it on videos. That's the truth. But I remember how special it made me feel. And then we've gotten to play the Opry a few times since that, probably 7 or 8. 2 months ago, I got to play it again. This time I got to play it with my full band. So that was the first time my entire band got to play as
well.
Oh,
see, that's how you know you're punching with the big ones now.
I know. Well, I mean, that was an honor for me too. From the first time to do it and then get to do it with my band who's been with me from the beginning, that was another special time. It just keeps reinventing itself. It's such a special place. And some of my band's family was there, so they got to see their sons playing on that stage. It was, I don't know, it was just a really cool moment for me and full circle moment for all of us to stand on the greatest stage in country music together.
Everything about that building is special. Out front, obviously, as an audience member, and then on stage, you know, people making their debut and having life-changing moments or playing it for the 20th time and still being as excited as they were the first time that they went. But then also I had the privilege of being backstage at the Grand Ole Opry a couple of months ago when I was in Nashville. And it's just as special backstage as it is in, you know, front of house or on stage, because as important and storied as it is, it also kind of just feels like a family reunion or something, you know, like it's super friendly backstage. There doesn't seem to be any egos backstage and everybody's just walking around feeling completely equal. Do you find that as well as a performer?
Yeah. There's just a hallway of a bunch of different rooms and they're all numbered and, you know, everyone leaves the door open.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. It's like everyone that's playing the night, you know, you get your own room, but the door's open and that hallway is just full of people catching up. Last time I was there, you know, catching up with Vince Gill. I mean, like, you want a pinch me moment, like Vince Gill, Stephen Curtis Chapman was there. I mean, people I listened to growing up my entire life. It's special. It's just a truly special place. It is the best stage, like I said, in country music. And from the stage to backstage to the audience, the entire thing at the Opry is magical, man. It really is.
So I know you've heard how keen UK audiences are and how much we love country music here and how UK audiences really dig in and all of that sort of stuff. So Mitchell Tenpenny, come on. Tell us about your plans to come to the UK. What's going on?
And we're coming, baby. We're coming. We're coming next year for sure. 100%.
All right. Fantastic. You heard it
here. Like I said, we were on the way and then COVID hit. We were so, so distraught about that. We are coming next year. I promise.
Here we go. I can't remember. Did you actually make it to the airport in the UK or did you find out right before?
Yeah. We landed. Well, we found out in the air. Yes. So we had to land in London, get our bags. We stepped outside. And we took a picture, put our bags back in and flew back home. And we were so upset. We want to be there so bad. UK has been such incredible to us. We will be there next year. I promise you. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, we cannot wait to see you when you're over here. We'll catch up again then, if not before. Congratulations on the new music. Congratulations on the nuptials. And we can't wait to see you. So we'll see you soon.
Thank you, my friend. Cheers.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Mitchell Tenpenny on the Country Music Talk Podcast. Great to catch up with Mitchell and exciting that he's going to be coming over to the UK next year. And he has just had such a busy year, so it was really nice of him to take the time to chat with us. Remember, if you love hearing all the gossip from the stars of country music, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and you'll never miss a new episode. And you can hear the very best mix of country music 24/7 on the radio. Just tell your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. I'll see you on the next one. In the meantime, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.